Tapping the strategic reserves, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden Thursday ordering the release of 1 million barrels every day for the next 6 months from the country's strategic oil reserve, saying it will lower prices at the pump.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And there's going to be a slight delay.
Nonsense, says Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell, who compares the release to dropping a pebble in the ocean. McConnell telling Shannon Bream on Fox News at night.
Don't blame the gas prices on Putin. They started at the beginning of this administration. It is a reaction to the shutdown of the fossil fuel industry. They go after them in every single conceivable way.
McConnell says during the Trump administration, the country was energy independent and exporting oil. An oil storage facility is on fire in western Ukraine, in the city of Belgorod, not far from the country's border with Ukraine. The regional Russian governor charges the facility was attacked by Ukrainian helicopters. Despite claims that it was pulling back some of its forces, Russian strikes continue near the Ukrainian capital.
In the last 24 hours, Russian jets have flown over 300 strike missions. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg had this assessment of the battle.
Russia has repeatedly lied about its intentions. So we can only judge Russia on its actions, not on its words.
There is fighting around the capital of Kyiv, especially in the suburb of Irpin, liberated just days ago by Ukrainian forces. There's scenes of destruction.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv. Russian troops have abandoned the damaged Chernobyl nuclear power plant, reportedly after many of them came down with radiation sickness. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A costly day for police officers. An off-duty sheriff's deputy who, the sheriff says, intervened when he saw criminal activity has been shot and killed in Houston, Texas. The suspect's still on the loose. And in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, a deadly domestic disturbance call.
In a moment that will be remembered as a sad day in the city of Lebanon, a Lebanon city officer was fatally injured. The officer's immediate family has been informed, but out of respect for extended family, the officer's name is being withheld at this very difficult time.
Lebanon's mayor, Sherry Capella, two other officers were wounded, one of them critically. The suspect was shot and killed. A 12-year-old boy has been charged with the murder of a schoolmate in Greenville, South Carolina.
The shooting happened near the front of Tanglewood Middle School. In a statement, the Greenville County Sheriff's Office did not confirm a motive, but believed the two 12-year-olds were familiar with each other. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster reacted in an interview with Fox Carolina.
Of course, it's tragic. Anything like this is tragic. There'll be at least two families crying all night long tonight, and a lot of other people as well.
The shooter is being charged with murder and several weapons possession counts. He will be held at the Department of Juvenile Justice in Columbia. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Congressional lawmakers could be on the brink of a bipartisan compromise on $10 billion to combat COVID-19. Final congressional approval could come next week, the administration says. Vaccines, treatments, and tests are running low, even as the more transmissible Omicron variant BA2 spreads. The Centers for Disease Control says new research finds more than 4 in 10 U.S. high school students felt persistently sad or hopeless during the pandemic. The findings support earlier warnings that school closings and the lack of social gatherings was taking a toll on the country's young people's mental health. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.